You're listening to Vatican Radio. British politicians from the all-party parliamentary group on the Holy See concluded a three-day visit to the Vatican on Thursday, accompanied by the Catholic chaplain to the UK Parliament, Canon Pat Brown. The 11-member group, led by co-chair Sir Edward Lee, held talks with top Vatican officials at the Secretary of State and other Vatican offices, as well as visiting Caritas Internationalis and the St. Egidio community. The group is made up of representatives of both Houses of Parliament and all the principal political parties. Its main role is to monitor the relationship between the UK and the Holy See, exploring a broad range of issues pertaining to the Vatican and the work of the Catholic Church. Just before returning to London, Sir Edward Lee came into Vatican Radio to share his impressions of their three-day visit. Sir Edward Lee, welcome to Vatican Radio. Thank you very much for being with us at the end of this visit to the Vatican.
Thank you for having me.
This is a larger delegation than previous occasions, and you're staying for a significantly longer time, meeting with a broader range of Vatican officials. Is this an indication, therefore, of the growing importance of Britain's relationship with the Holy See?
Well, I think our ambassador has worked incredibly hard to put forward probably the best programme we've ever had, and meeting more people and more significant people. But, of course, you're absolutely right that following the visit of Benedict, which was a tremendous success, there has been a lot more interest in these issues. And there's a lot more of these sort of social issues which have been coming to the British Parliament. So when we were arranging this visit, there was absolutely no difficulty in getting a group of MPs together and members of the House of Lords. In fact, we could have had many more, actually. It's a very popular and interesting visit.
And yet this group was founded, wasn't it, about a decade ago, at a time when the Foreign Office had suggested shutting down the embassy to the Holy See. How do you explain such a change of attitude on the part of the British government? Was it just that visit by Pope Benedict, would you say?
I don't know what the original logic was. I suspect it was a money-saving exercise, and probably somebody didn't realise that the Vatican has an absolutely rigid policy. They will not allow somebody to be an ambassador to the State of Italy and the Vatican, which I think is a very sensible policy. And no doubt it was probably thought for the good reasons, but that's why we formed the all-party group. And I think we've been very successful, really. And I should say that there's absolutely no question nowadays of closing down our embassy to the Vatican. Actually, we had a very successful ministerial visit, which I'm sure you covered on Vatican Radio, which was, again, absolutely unprecedented, of several cabinet ministers. I don't think it's ever happened in British history. And they came about a year and a half ago. And there's a continuous stream of ministers coming through, and our group comes every year. So I think the embassy is very busy. I mean, the point about the Vatican, the Holy See, it's, of course, not a temporal power, but it's an enormous sort of soft power, to use modern jargon. It's a religion of 1.2 billion people, and therefore the British government and the British Parliament is very interested in what the Vatican says. Issues such as Syria, life issues, we don't have to get into controversial issues like gay marriage. But, for instance, Syria, what the Pope did in his day of prayer, I think was significant. And as you know, the British Parliament, in my view, quite rightly led the world in voting against the war. And I think my personal view is that the Vatican and other church people had a role to play in all that.
Would you say that interest in the Vatican has increased significantly since Pope Francis began his ministry?
Well, there's no doubt that Pope Benedict, I mean, his visit was extraordinarily significant. And if you read carefully his speech at Westminster Hall, and I was there, it is a very significant intellectual document. But there's no doubt about it that Pope Francis has captured people's imagination in a way that Pope Benedict wouldn't probably have attempted. So he's a new pope. He's obviously dynamic. Very much a focus on the poor of the world, which I think resonates very well with people in Great Britain, as elsewhere. We were, of course, at the general audience yesterday, and it was incredible looking out at the sea of faces, 110,000 people. Well, I'm not sure there's any other leader in the world who can just have a public meeting every week and 100,000 people turn up. I mean, I find that quite extraordinary, really.
Let's look at some of the practical issues you've been discussing these past couple of days. You met with Archbishop Manberti, didn't you, and the heads of various other Vatican offices. What would you say are the key issues where you see the greatest potential for increased cooperation with the UK?
Well, in terms of increased cooperation, I would have thought that it's this sort of soft power network. I mean, the Catholic Church as I said, representing 1.2 billion people. But that, what's important is all their parishes. And they have a tremendous network of information gathering, which may not be open to Western governments. We were talking about that. We were talking about all the usual issues that people are concerned about. I think we were particularly interested in actually finding out what's happening inside the Vatican, to be honest with you. And therefore, we saw Monsignor Peter Wells, who obviously is an American, extraordinarily articulate, an intelligent man. And I think it was quite interesting for us to lay some of the myths, because the British press, the tabloid press, if you believe what you read in the British press, or perhaps any other press, you would think that the Vatican was a sort of nest of corruption, all the rest of it. And I think he was very convincing the way he described their work. Of course, the Courier has problems, like all bureaucracies, really. But, I mean, compared to most bureaucracies, it's actually quite small, and the number of priests is quite small. And I think that was very interesting, getting insight into the inner workings of Vatican. But you're also right. We saw Archbishop Müller as well, and we could talk with him about the various ethical issues which we've been grappling with in the British Parliament: euthanasia, stem cell research, gay marriage. And there's these wider, as you said, these wider foreign policy issues such as Syria. We were even talking about the future of the European Union, and the Archbishop gave us a very sort of inspiring discourse on why the European Union was created. And he quite rightly didn't focus on the sort of nuts and bolts of it, which rather, I think, actually irritates a lot of British people. The European Commission sort of making all sorts of decrees on aspects of trade. He focused, as the Vatican and as the Pope will always do, on the essentials of maintaining peace in Europe. So I think for a group of British parliamentarians, it's quite interesting to get a different perspective, because I think as parliamentarians, we tend to think in terms of immediate, the next general election, the next focus group. But the people we're talking to, as we know, are not really worried about that. So they're much more interested in the magisterium of the church. And as we know, famously, they think in terms of centuries rather than in terms of 4 or 5 years. So I think for politicians, it's quite refreshing to meet people like that. And go and meet very senior people in an organisation, the equivalent of foreign ministers or cabinet secretaries or head of home affairs or whatever the equivalent is, who you ask them a question, for instance, should priests marry? Well, politicians sort of have an instant answer to that, and they think, oh, well, why shouldn't priests marry? But I think the sort of people we're talking to have a much more deeper understanding of the complexities of the issue, and I think it's quite good for us to get an insight into all that.
What do you do with this information that you've collected? How do you in some way bring this to bear on the work that you do back home?
Well, we're all very active. I mean, we've had, you know, a dozen parliamentarians in Rome. We'll go back to Parliament. I mean, there won't be an instant result. We're not going to change British government policy on some of these issues, but we will go back to our respective parties. We've had Labour MPs here, two Conservative MPs, a Liberal MP, peers. So we'll go back to the British Parliament. I don't say it'll radically change our views. As it happens, all the parliamentarians attending this visit happen to be Roman Catholics. Although our all-party group is not necessarily just for Catholics. Any member of Parliament can join. So I suspect our views, let's be honest about it, were already fairly in tune with our interlocutors. So I don't think it would necessarily change us individually, but it gives us a strength for what we believe in when we get back home to our own parliament.
One other area you haven't mentioned that the embassy here has been very involved in is the question of trying to end sexual violence in conflict. I'm wondering, have you had any discussions about furthering that agenda?
Oh, well, yes, of course. We went to see Caritas yesterday. Caritas is very exercised about that, as we all are, and the role of women. We had a Baroness Scotland, who is a leading player in this, who was a minister in the last Labour government, and she raises issues quite a lot. And I think that the Holy See and the Vatican have a big role to play in this, in terms of violence against women, trafficking. I mean, personally, I'm on the Council of Europe. So we talk about these issues the whole time. As you know, these problems are very complex and difficult and deep to deal with, particularly migration issues, because our own electorates back home have a certain view, and there's also a humanitarian view, and we have to sort of square the circle somehow. So, yes, we did raise these issues, and I think the Vatican has a big role to play.
My thanks there to Sir Edward Lee, co-chair of Britain's all-party parliamentary group on the Holy See.